God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Problems never come at the right time, and they never play fairly. As to the time at which problems appear, if they came when you expected them or wanted them, they wouldn't really be a problem anymore. What makes a problem is the inopportune time at which it appears. So they always show up at the wrong time. Problems never play fairly, which is to say, usually they don't come one at a time at your leisure. They come all at once, and they overwhelm you, and hence they're a pack animal. That's what makes them problems. In 2 Kings 20, we find King Hezekiah, a man who was not just beset by a problem, but probably a number of them, a whole pack of them. Many Bible scholars believe that the story that we find here of his sickness unto death was at the same time that he was surrounded by Assyria. So Hezekiah had problems surrounding him. That was the Assyrian army. And he had problems inside his own health. The Bible says in those days when was Hezekiah sick unto death. And this was so dogmatic that the prophet Isaiah came and said, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." You better get your house, you better get your kingdom in order, because you will die. And just to be unambiguous, you will die, you will not live. The Bible says, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Hezekiah prayed. He actually made a statement that he had walked before God in truth and with a perfect heart. But God knew his heart, God knew what he meant. The Bible says that even before Isaiah was gone out to the middle court, God gave a word to him, saying, "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee." The Bible says he recovered. So here's something to remember, and that is that God is willing to hear our prayers. God is willing to answer our prayers. Isaiah 38:20, Hezekiah is speaking of this incident, and he says, "The Lord was ready to save me." Well, that is so obvious when you see how quickly such a major request was answered. Now, there are times when God is teaching patience. There are times when God says no. But don't allow your questions about prayer or about God to obscure God's willingness. Can he answer prayer? Yes. Will he answer prayer? Well, in any given specific situation, I may or may not know. But does prayer matter? And the answer is emphatically yes. Don't become so smart that you feel like you have God figured out and that prayer becomes really nothing. It's just a religious exercise. No, prayer matters. God responds to the prayers of his people. My relationship to God is not primarily based on how much I understand him, because God is infinite and beyond my understanding. My relationship to God is based on, do I trust him? If I trust him, then I'll pray. And if I pray, then I can know that God is ready to hear my prayers. He hears my prayers. He sees my tears. He cares about my need. And prayer matters because God responds to it.